This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. One of these days, I am going to record part of the podcast and put it up on my Instagram account so that you guys can see me actually doing the podcast. But today is not that day because I'm sitting here with drowned rat hair and in my swim parka. So I'm not going to do that today. But today, I'm going to talk about babies. Babies are so amazing. They go through so much development before they're even born. And then it just continues at an alarming rate after birth. Think about it. When babies are first born, babies can barely see a few inches in front of their faces. They're basically blobs, very cute blobs, but blobs nonetheless that don't do a whole lot more than sort of wave their arms and legs and cry when they're unhappy. But when it comes to their sight, there's a reason for this. Because otherwise, when they come from a mostly dark and muffled womb to a loud, bright world, it would be completely overwhelming. Really, it already is pretty overwhelming as it is. So they have this uncanny ability, well, most of them, except for those like my firstborn, to tune out a lot of the sights and sounds of the world around them and just sleep through almost anything. So when it comes to newborn sight, they can really only see clearly things that are 1 to 2 inches from their faces. But sight and hearing develop quickly, and by the time baby is 4 months old, he can now see clearly up to 13 inches from his face. Hearing and sight are the first two areas of the brain to finish development, and there's a reason. Babies need good hearing to start learning and understanding language. In other words, language skills can't develop well until baby can hear well. Also, sight is extremely helpful in developing social emotional skills along with observing their world for cognitive and physical development. Now, that's not to say that babies who have no or limited sight or hearing can't and don't fully develop these skills as well. They can and do, but work with specialists to get the stimulation that they need in other ways so they can develop their skills to their full potential. Now, when we think about how most babies learn to interact with the world, it is through hearing and sight. And I'll get into these areas of development and how they interplay off of each other in today's episode on the developing infant. I'm going to talk about several different areas of development: motor development, sensory and cognitive development, which includes language development, and social emotional development. I'll share some expected milestones in each of these areas in the first year, as well as some ways to support your baby's development in each of the areas. The first thing to understand, as with development of kids at any age, is that there is a wide range of normal. Just like some kids take to reading early and others later, the same goes in all these areas for development during infancy. Some babies are walking as early as 9 months and others at 18 months. Some babies are saying their first words at 10 months and others at 18 months or even later. What you want to look for is progress. Is your baby now rolling over when she wasn't last month? Is he now pushing up onto his arms, sitting, getting up on all fours, etc.? Gaining a new skill that he or she didn't have just a month or two ago. When it comes to talking, babies first start to babble. Then they make sounds native to their own language. So for babies in English-speaking homes, sounds like b, d, and m are common first sounds. Then they go to what we call jargon, which sounds like talking, but it doesn't make sense. It's blending a lot of sounds together that are from their native language. And then they move on to first words. Now, 12 months is pretty average for walking, but our oldest was 14 months old and still wasn't walking yet. But my biggest concern was that I was already 2 months pregnant with twins and wasn't going to be able to pick him up before too long. But he was an early talker. He was busy working on other things. And this is common. There are so many areas and ways to develop that each baby is going to develop in each area at their own pace. So let's get into some of the areas of development, the expected milestones and ways to support their development, as well as what to watch out for that might indicate there's an area of concern that you may want to get assessed by a specialist. But before I do, one other note, and that is that all of these pieces interplay off of one another. There is so much going on because each of these areas needs each other in order for progress to occur. So if there's a delay or an issue in one area, it can and most likely will affect another area as well. Now, as an example, if there's a delay in language development, it will affect social emotional development later on if a toddler is unable to communicate to some degree with his or her peers. Also, the inability to use language can lead to a lot of frustration for that child and can result in more tantrums, throwing toys, grabbing, and these types of behaviors. Imagine how frustrating it is to not be able to say, "It's my turn," or "I was waiting for a turn," and how that might play out for that child as well as the children around him or her. Now, sometimes language gets delayed simply because an infant or toddler has chronic ear infections, for example. If the ears are frequently stuffed up, you can't hear sounds, then you can't repeat them. Plus, if you're frequently in pain, you're not focusing on engaging with the people or the world around you. You just want to feel better. So this is just one example of how a health issue could cause a whole domino effect in development. So watching for these milestones can help you stay on top of your baby's development and know if he or she might be falling behind somewhere or have an issue. I'm going to start with motor development. Motor development is basically development as it relates to the musculoskeletal system, and it's divided into two types. Gross motor development, which is the large muscle groups that are used for things like crawling, walking, running. You want to think of the arms, the legs, the trunk of the body, and the neck movements. Then there's fine motor skills that use all the smaller muscles that need to be developed to do things like talking, manipulating stickers, blocks, and other toys, as well as pencil grip for drawing and writing that will come later on. Now, what's interesting is that just like I mentioned about how intertwined each area of development is, motor skill affects cognitive development because once the child can move, he can explore and engage with his environment. It affects language development as the fine motor skills are needed for talking. And it affects social development, both through the need for language that I shared earlier, as well as the motor skills your baby will use for connecting with other children through manipulating the blocks and the other toys together. So let's talk about some expected milestones for gross motor development by age. Between the ages of 3 to 6 months, your baby should randomly move arms and legs, put his or her hands near the eyes and touch the mouth, be able to lift his or her head up when on their tummy, be able to put weight on the arms when on the tummy, move the head from side to side while baby is laying on her back, and hold her head steady when she's held in a sitting position. Between the ages of 6 to 9 months, your baby will start rolling back to front and vice versa, will be able to sit by himself, will be able to pivot and creep on the stomach. Now for some ways to support the gross motor development. Now in general, boys develop gross motor skills earlier than girls, but girls develop fine motor skill earlier than boys. So this is important to remember. So you can challenge your girls with the tasks for gross motor and your boys with the tasks for fine motor. So for gross motor skill development, to support this, toy play. Toys that are designed specifically for infants, things like rattles, soft blocks, and stacking toys. They offer an interactive way for your baby to build physical skills. The act of grabbing toys develops the motor skills your baby will need as he or she gets older. Now, many toys, such as stacking sets, promote the hand-eye coordination. You can also encourage physical development by interacting with your baby and his toys. One example is to play with a favorite toy just out of baby's reach. This encourages him to scoot or crawl towards the toy to grab it. Another way to support gross motor development in your baby is floor exploration. Now, things like baby swings and entertainment toys that keep your infant contained limit your baby's options for moving her body. So make time each day for your baby to explore and move on the floor. If you can create a designated area that is free of any dangers so your infant can explore and play with her toys safely. Young babies need plenty of tummy time to build neck and trunk muscles. Now, some babies hate this. My oldest did. So do what you can without baby getting too upset or overly frustrated. I know most pediatricians recommend around 20 minutes a day of tummy time starting around 2 to 3 months of age. If your baby will only do a couple minutes, start with a couple minutes and work your way up. If your baby wants to lie on his back, take that opportunity to move baby's legs in a circular motion as if he's pedaling a bike. Older babies can sit, scoot, or crawl around their play area while they're exploring. And always supervise your baby when he plays on the floor. Now for some information on fine motor development. Fine motor refers to the movements we make with the small muscles of the hands. Children start to use their hands right at birth to explore their own bodies and the world around them. Their fine motor skills develop as their whole body starts to move and become more stable. They also learn to do more things with their hands as their cognitive and social emotional skills improve. For expected milestones for fine motor development, between the ages of 0 to 4 months, your baby will turn her head towards sounds and voices. Now, remember what I shared earlier about language development and hearing. Not turning towards sounds could be a fine motor issue, but also could just as likely be a sensory issue, as in not hearing the sounds in the first place. Most newborns are tested for hearing shortly after birth, so you should know right away if your baby has any kind of hearing loss. But in the case of ear infections, this could come on later and could affect your baby doing this or not doing this as expected. Also, between 0 to 4 months, your baby will stare at bright objects and follow them with his eyes. Move her arms together and apart. Bring his hands to his mouth and possibly suck on his own fingers or hands. Now, by 4 months, your baby will lift his head and shoulders off the floor when laying on his tummy. Between the ages of 4 to 8 months, your baby will grab onto objects within reach, roll over to explore and get to objects, prop himself up on his arms when laying on his tummy, sit independently for brief periods, pass objects from one hand to the other. So you can see in this instance why that gross motor skill has to be pretty solid before the fine motor is going to start to come on board even more. If baby can't sit up yet, he or she isn't going to be passing things from one hand to the other yet. So that will come after the sitting happens. Between the ages of 8 to 12 months, your baby will reach, grab, and put objects in her mouth. Pinch small objects like food with the thumb and pointer finger, and move objects from one hand to the other. We'll also drop and pick up toys. Since gross motor is developing much more in the first year, like I just talked about, before the fine motor skill really starts to come on, fine motor doesn't really start to develop significantly until toddlerhood, after a lot of this gross motor skill is more solid. Baby can sit up, and so he or she can use her hands a lot more, is walking around so they can walk around and grab toys or grab things off of tables or other areas. So this is an area that doesn't need much support in order to develop in the first year, but here are a couple of things you can do. Provide rattles or other toys made for grasping. Provide toys with many textures. Now, these are either soft or plastic toys with bumps or ridges that make a crinkle sound when touched or squeezed. Now I'll cover some sensory and cognitive development. So sensory is the touch, vision, and hearing. The cognitive development is the beginnings of social and problem-solving skills. So I'll cover expected milestones here and then some ways to support this. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels, low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com.
Between the ages of 0 to 4 months, your baby will focus on and follow moving objects, including human faces, demand a lot of attention from you, enjoy interactive play. Between the ages of 4 to 8 months, your baby will recognize faces. Notice a difference between two people based on the way they look, sound, or feel. Your baby, between 4 and 8 months, will imitate the facial expressions of others, respond to familiar sounds, and enjoy looking at other babies. So you can see here how this cognitive development also connects to the social development, because the first piece of being social with someone is being able to see and recognize and enjoy interacting with other people and our peers. Between the ages of 8 to 12 months, your baby will show happiness to see her parents' faces, her toys, or a mirror. Your baby will know strangers from family and cry when the parent goes away. And your baby will give affection and love. So now I'm going to talk about some communication and language development, which is a piece or a part of the cognitive development. Now, although communication is often considered to mean words and sentences, it also includes any and all ways that a baby lets us know what they need and how they're feeling. That can be done with facial expression, body language, crying, eye contact, and sounds. The following are guidelines taken from a number of sources. They will help you know what to expect with your baby's communication development. It doesn't include everything, and it is important to remember that there is variation in children's communication development. So I'll cover some milestones by age and some ways to support language development. So milestones for communication and language development for your infant from 0 to 3 months. Your baby will cry, smile, and coo. Look at faces. Will get quiet when picked up or comforted. Most of the time, you're going to hit that 4 p.m. witching hour, and baby will probably cry inconsolably, or at least for most of us, that's the case. They get really tired in the evenings. That's not an issue. That's not a sign that anything's wrong. It just means baby's super tired. But in other times during the day, being picked up and comforted, baby will generally quiet down. Also, for your infant 0 to 3 months, will listen to voices. Milestones for your infant from 3 to 6 months. Smile and laugh. Your baby will cry when upset and look for comfort, like snuggling onto your shoulder. Your baby will show excitement by waving her arms and legs. Your baby will like to look at and be near people who are special and significant in their lives. Your baby, again, can be comforted most of the time. Milestones for your infant from 6 to 9 months. Baby will babble, which is lots of different playful sounds, using at least 4 different sounds that are native to the language, like I mentioned before, b, d, those types of sounds. At 6 to 9 months, baby will laugh, giggle, gurgle, and coo with familiar people. Baby will react to loud, angry, and friendly voices accordingly. Baby will turn and look to new sounds. Baby will make sounds and babble to get attention. Baby will play games like peekaboo, may get upset if separated from a familiar person or people, respond to their own name, enjoy watching faces. Milestones for baby from 9 to 11 months. Try to imitate sounds or facial movements like lip circles, sticking out the tongue, those types of things. Baby may say mama or dada or may have another first word. My son's was food, although it was oof. He said oof. I only knew what it was because we taught him sign language. And so he would do the sign for sign language and then say oof. So we knew that he was trying to say food, but he had the sound switched around. Your baby may shout or vocalize loudly to get attention. Also, babbling starts to sound like real speech. This is called jargon. So when baby talks and it sounds like it could be real words, but it's not, that's called jargon. They're just sort of practicing. Baby plays peekaboo and will repeat a syllable or a sequence of sounds often. So here are some ways to support communication and language development in infancy. Now, these really overlap with some of the cognitive development areas as well. You want to use running commentary. This is talking about what you're doing, seeing, hearing, and what others are doing as often as possible. These are things like everyday happenings. Washing dishes was a big running commentary in our house. Now, this is something like, we're washing the dishes together. This is a dish. I'm going to turn on the water. I'm using the water to rinse the dish. Now we're going to put the dish in the dishwasher. Now, when I would do this, I would have them in a baby carrier facing forward so that they could see what I was doing. And so even if baby's really tiny and is faced in towards you, just hearing language all the time and how it's used and what it sounds like, sentence structure, all of that, they're going to learn about language and how it works and how it fits together. You also can use parallel talk. Now, this is child focused. So when you're playing with your infant or observing your infant, you have the ball, you rolled the ball. You also can use descriptive talk. This is talk about the object. That ball is rolling. It's rolling fast. Also, you can do self-talk. Now I have the ball. You can also combine all three of these types of talk together. The running commentary, the parallel talk, and the descriptive talk, you can put them all together. Also, repetition helps learning vocabulary. using a word 5 times in 20 seconds. Slow, clear, on the simple side, lots of labeling of nouns. So this is something like, you have the ball. You rolled the ball. Now I have the ball. I'm going to pick up the ball. I bounced the ball. So you say the word ball 5 times in 20 seconds, they're going to figure out really quickly what a ball is and how it works. As your infant gets a little older, this is actually a little bit into the toddlerhood, but you can add a functional definition. When a child points and says bus, yes, that's a big yellow bus. The bus takes children to school. This adds a definition or information about the thing that they're talking about. All right, now I'm already starting to go a little over time here, but I at least want to touch on the social emotional development piece as well. So social emotional development is noticing and playing with others. This area of development involves learning to interact with other people and to understand and control your own emotions. Now that's a little bit later into toddlerhood, of course, but babies start to develop relationships with the people around them right from birth. The process of learning to communicate, share, and interact with others takes many years to develop. Developing the ability to control your emotions and behavior is also a long process, but children continue to develop their social emotional skills well into their teenage years and even into young adulthood. So here are some expected milestones in this first year. Between the ages of 0 to 3 months, your baby will be comforted by a familiar adult, will respond positively to touch, will quiet most of the time when picked up, will listen to voices, will smile and show pleasure in response to social stimulation. Between the ages of 3 to 6 months, your baby will give warm smiles and laughs, will recognize faces, will cry when upset and seek comfort, will show excitement by waving arms and legs, will smile at herself in the mirror, will enjoy looking at other babies, will pay attention to her own name, and will laugh out loud. Between the ages of 6 to 9 months, your baby will express several different clear emotions, will show displeasure at the loss of a toy, will start to understand your different emotions. For example, your baby might frown when you speak in an angry tone of voice. Your baby will show more comfort around familiar people and anxiety around strangers. Between the ages of 9 to 12 months, your baby will show happiness to see her parents' faces, her toys, or a mirror. Your baby will know strangers from family and cry when his parent goes away. Your baby will respond by turning to look when you call her name. And your baby will imitate some of your actions, like waving or pretending to talk on the phone. Now, as far as red flags to watch out for, each area has a specific list of red flags, but in general, you want to see progress, like I mentioned back in the beginning of the episode. The progress I mentioned for the physical development as well as the language development, those are the two areas I covered back there. So if your baby stops making progress, or especially if baby is regressing, you want to get in to see your pediatrician right away. If you want to know more about specific red flags to watch out for, all the expected milestones in each area of development with handouts that have a checklist, as well as all the ways to support your baby's development in each area, which also has handouts with a checklist, you can see the latest class, Your Developing Infant, on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the Health and Development section. If you have a question about your baby's development or any other parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.